せーの、
こんばんは。ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everyone to the Tabilingual Podcast。
結局この曲なんだね。
あ、いいでしょ。花粉症が始まった。
やばいっす。
もうそんな時期。
めっちゃやばいっす。
そう、
はい。
Teru's got some hay fever、
I think。 なんか眠いだよね。
あくびすんな、あくびすんな、ポッドキャストで。
かゆいと眠いっていう。
わかる。this is going to be a continuation of our previous episodes of what we talked about during our event. And the last we were talking about it, we were talking about some different ways that we saved money during our trip. So obviously, ね。あのイベントで何を話したかっていう続きの節約術の続きになります。それで、We talked about last time、transportation, accommodation、ね、前回は移動と宿について話したところ、今回は、food and activities、 食事と、アクティビティについて節約術を共有していきたいと思います。
よパチパチパチ。ちなみに食事代が91万8492円。おお。そしてアクティビティが113万5578円。
これはねちょっと意外だったね。まあ、we spent, sorry, just to let you know how much we spent in our roughly 10 months on food, we spent about918,492 yen, which is what, 6 grand US、And on activities we spent 1,135,578 yen, which is about
9 grand.
No, no, no.
85 grand.
7 grand.
Is on the mark.
7. Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
Which is quite a bit. But we did a couple expensive things that we couldn't avoid, so shogunai. Okay, food. How did we save money on food?
まあ一番は本当にローカルの人が行くところに行くっていうのが大きかったかな。観光客行かないとこ。
そうね。I think it's a no-brainer, but trying to avoid the touristy restaurants.Although they can be safe and comforting at some times, but yeah, the local markets, we spent a lot of time, especially in Latin America,
I think. まあちょっとハードル上がるけど、ラテンアメリカ完全に英語通じなくなるから、そのローカルマーケットは特にな
んとかなるっしょ。
まあなる。
I didn't know what I was eating.
確かに。
Probably 80% of the time.This whole entire trip.
何を食ってるかは分かりませんっていうのを食べたけど、まあそれも経験だし、楽しかったよね。
とりあえずなんかおすすめ教えてっていう感じでとりあえず食べてたね。何もかも。Also, this kind of goes with these next two points kind of go with accommodation too. But we spent a lot of time in guest houses, and mostly most guest houses come with kitchens. Some hotels, guest houses, hostels, they also have breakfast included. So we tend to look for those kind of places so that we can go to the supermarket, buy some food, and cook ourselves, which we did not a lot, but not, but still pretty consistent.
特にブレックファーストは割と作ったりした方が多かったんじゃない？買いに行くってのあんまりなかったし、なんかヘルシーだよね、こう作った方が。安いし、
ヘルシー。まあそうね、だからキッチン付きの宿と食事付きの宿を探して、よく泊まってましたね。絶対これ節約につながるので。Speaking of breakfast, I make this oatmeal that's savory, not sweet. So it's like porridge, and I brought some dashi from Japan, and then I also had a few people bring dashi out to me during our trip.
とかありくするとね。
And garlic salt, and we mix it with like tuna can and stuff like that. And so we have that every morning, which is healthy, easy. There's oatmeal in every country, including Asia, including the Middle East, including Africa, Latin America. There's oatmeal everywhere. So it's easy to just stock up and then carry like a bag with us. And we could eat it whenever we wanted a snack. We just had to boil water. So.
これが一番の発明品だったと思う、うん、
めちゃくちゃ便利だったよね、
うん、なんかよく貧乏バックパッカーの人ってさパンでなんとかしてますみたいな人多いじゃん、
うん、
絶対こっちの方がいいと思います。
そうだよね、
おすすめ、うん、
特にちょっと日本の味が恋しくなったらね、
なったり出汁で食べてね、
うん、
すごいいいじゃん、
うん、
オートミール。
なので調子良かったのかもね。
確かに
我々の胃は。
確かに確かに、
うん、
うん。
Also, lastly, we asked a lot of locals where they eat, their favorite restaurants, recommendations for cheap food, because we did eat out a lot as well, and usually, you know, it was a hit and miss, I think, with a lot of the restaurants, but, しょうがないけど、まあ、美味しいところもあったし、
うん、ね。まあ、うん、当たり外れありますが、でも、だいたい安いとこ教えてくれるよね。
うん。Okay, next. Activities.
Hi.
Hi. This is, yeah, one of our biggest expenditures.
Mm.
Yeah. 結構使った。
うん。
できるだけ抑えたと思ったけどね。
と思ったけど、でもやることがもともと高いやつだったからしょうがないね。
まあね。うん。My number one, my number one suggestion if you're booking activities.So this includes like tours to go out and do stuff from the city of your next destination or something. Try to book things there when you get there. Unless it's something that's super popular and super hard to get tickets for. Usually the tickets you find online that's catered towards tourists are very expensive. Not very expensive, but more expensive than they should be. And there's always local tour companies that are always looking for new clientele for their tours that they have. And you can usually find them when you get there. Not only can you find them, you can go walk around the city, go to like five or six different tourist agencies, ask what they have, what their offers are, and compare. And then... you can negotiate. You can be like, hey, that company over there offered me this. And then they'll be like, okay.
ちょっとめんどくさいけど、まあ、5、6店舗、その口コミも見た上で観光、なんだっけ、エージェント、
旅行会社。
旅行会社か。を回って交渉するのが一番かな。で、なんか現金だったらちょっと安くなるとかもあるから、まあ、現金を用意できるんだったらそれもまたいいよね。
うんうん、なので、まあ、現地で探すことをおすすめします、
うんうん、
ただもしめちゃくちゃ人気なアクティビティであればできるだけ、しかも時間に限れてるんだ、限りがあるのであればね、前もって予約した方をおすすめしますが、ちょっと時間に余裕があるのであれば、ちょっと節約したいのであれば現地で予約した方が絶対安いです、
うん、
はい、
はい、
あとはオフシーズンを狙う。
そうね、これでだいぶいろいろ違うよね。
なんじゃ、うん、There's a big announcement going outside. Yeah, try to hit the off season for things、
うん、
yeah.
難しいけどね、オフシーズンだからなんかをミスしてるっていう可能性もあるし、
まあね、うん、
ハイシーズンの方が何かすごいいいものが見れるかもしれない。
Yeah, it's a sacrifice, but at the same time, I mean, if you need to save money, then, you know, you got to save money. So, for example, we went on our safari in Kenya, and because we went in the off-season, we got it for very cheap. It was about $550 per person for 4 days.
Mm.
But at peak times, the same tour that we did was probably $1,000-$1,500 per person. During the on like the busy season, so yeah, you can get some pretty good deals in the off season. Yeah.
倍になっちゃうね。
うん。
大体。はい。
はい。あとは、yeah, try to book directly with the tourist agencies, because if you go through third parties, then, you know, the third parties take a cut. Mm. That being said, there are a lot of apps out there, like Klook, TripAdvisor, Get Your Guide, all those things. Download the apps, because booking them through the apps versus browsers versus other websites and stuff like that, you can find deals sometimes.
なんかダウンロードキャンペーンとかで、あの、何パーセントオフとかやってくれることもあるので、それも良かったね。
直接ね、まあ第三者を使うのであれば、アプリをダウンロードしてとか、いろいろ割引を使えればいいのかなと思います。
はい。
最後に、lastly、walking tours.
はい。
They have them all over the world. Free walking tours in most major cities and capitals.There's local guides that take people out in English or whatever language, and you just tip them. We did these a lot. We asked them about their favorite restaurants, favorite cafes, bars, and stuff like that, and that's where we get a lot of our information. It's a good introduction to the city. It's a good introduction to the country. So usually when we got to a city, that's one of the first things we did. ね、
そうだね、確かに最初の日とか2日目とかにもやっちゃって、だいたい街の様子を知った上で自分たちで散歩したりしてたね。
そう、フリーウォーキングツアーは欠かせません。
はい。
まああとはいくらあげるかは自分次第です。
うん。
チップ制なので、
うん、
ということで、はい、 those are our tips ね。
はい。
I don't know what we're gonna talk about in the next episode。 まあ次はちょっとまた考えますが、お楽しみにしてください。 You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Radio Talk。
Spotify、Apple Podcast でも配信してます。tabi.lingual でInstagramもやってます。
はい。
はい。
Thank you for listening, everybody.